This is the Online Toolkit Podcast with Julia Doherty.
Hello, this week I've got two tools for you that will make it easier for your visitors, your audience or your network to share your content. And I also have a bit of a roundup of what's happening in the world of social media in the past week.
Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google+, YouTube. The Online Toolkit. The podcast of Green Umbrella with Julia Doherty.
Hello and a big welcome to the Online Toolkit podcast. This is episode number 15. Can you believe we're at 15 already? This is the podcast for online marketers and small business owners who want to find out the latest tools and techniques that you can use online to enhance your business. Hiya everyone, my name is Julia Doherty. I own a company called Green Umbrella Social Media for Business, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with social media and online digital marketing. So without further ado, let's crack on with this week's show and check out the two new tools that I have for you this week.
Tools and techniques.
So when I health check a website for potential new clients, part of my 10-point checklist is to see if the website has social sharing tools embedded within their articles, within their products, their jobs, or perhaps their properties if they're an estate agent. So what is a social sharing tool, I hear you ask? Well, it's the social bar at the end of an article when your viewers can click on a button and share it with their network on perhaps Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter, that sort of thing. Now, believe me, I've gone through many social sharing tools and widgets out there. You name it, I've tried it. But one of the best ones that I've come across is one called DigDig. For those of you who are not reading it, that is spelled D-I-G-G. And if you are reading this article on my website, you'll see that I've got DigDig on my website in my blogs. Just have a look on the left-hand side and you'll see the social sharing tool there. So what makes DigDig that little bit more special than the other ones? Well, not only can you choose which social sharing tools to nominate, you also have the option to float the bar as well. This basically means that the toolbar floats with you as you read the article. And this is crucial as not everyone gets to the bottom of an article in order to see the social sharing tool. It's also a subconscious prompt for the reader as they can instantly share something as soon as they get to an inspirational part of your article. So check out this WordPress plugin called DigDig. As usual, you can check out all these links by going to the show notes at green-umbrella.com/15. And my second tool for you this week is actually for anyone and everyone, not just those of you who have WordPress sites. And this one's called clicktotweet.com. That's click, C-L-I-C-K, to, T-O, tweet, T-W-W-T. So click to tweet is the best, easiest and simplest way to promote and advertise your stuff on Twitter. And here's how it works. First of all, visit clicktotweet.com. You simply write a message that you wish to share in the box. For example, I may want to write, "Hey, I've just finished at Julia Doherty's fabulous free ebook on the biggest mistakes that people can make on social media. Check it out at," and then I put the link. Then you click generate button and then share the link with your network. For example, I would add a footnote at the bottom of my ebook saying tweet this. And then the individual who's clicked on this button will then send a pre-populated tweet to their network. Do you know, I really should do this on my ebook. It's one of these things, it's on my list of things to do. But I have got it in various other different formats. So this is another tool that is completely free of charge, although I must say it's in beta mode at the moment, so I expect that they'll introduce a more advanced version at a later date. So that's check it out, clicktotweet.com, and you can find these links in the show notes by visiting all the W's, green-umbrella.com/15. Well, this week has seen some interesting activity on social media, and here's a quick roundup so that you don't miss a thing.
News brief. What's new in social media?
first thing is, if you want to have surgery on your Facebook profile, then why not check out this new craze? It's actually really expensive and it's encouraging people as well to actually physically have surgery, but you can now have a facelift, a tummy tuck, or even a nose job. It makes me wonder, is it really worth it? Second thing is Facebook. It's a bit Facebooky this week, but the news in social media says Facebook has said goodbye to the questions facility this week. So if you have a look on the status update of your Facebook business page, you'll notice that the questions facility has now disappeared. Yeah, I've been talking about doing this for the last 12 months or so, but this week it's finally happened and you can no longer add a poll question to your Facebook business page. That's a bit of a boo-hoo moment. Also on Facebook, you might have noticed that some of the pages, the recommendation features, actually been pulled from certain Facebook pages. This is being rolled out across all businesses and eventually all of them will disappear, so you won't be able to have recommendations. It does make me wonder what they're going to bring in to replace it. Is it going to be a paid thing that we're going to be paying for to have recommendations or testimonials? There's various different apps that they've pulled as well, which is all related to ratings and reviews, which is a little bit strange if you ask me. For all you Instagram fans out there, you can now embed your Instagram content into your website by pasting some code. That's quite interesting. But the most exciting part is if you use Hootsuite, then I strongly urge you to check out the new Hootsuite syndication feature. This allows you to have all columns for all of your RSS feeds. The timing of this was absolutely brilliant for Hootsuite, as Google Reader service was withdrawn at the beginning of July and people really needed to find a new solution. It makes total sense. It takes a while to figure it all out, but once you've done the configuration, it's a completely amazing feature, and the best thing about it is it's completely free of charge. Not much has happened on any of the social networking sites this week, but be sure to keep an eye on my tweets by following @JuliaDoherty and I'll keep you posted. So that's a quick round of what's happening in the world of social media this week. Please let me know if you'd like this new feature and also let me know if there's anything that you would like to see included in this podcast. I do apologise because my microphone actually broke halfway through my recording, so I've now got this headset thing on that's not quite working as brilliant. So next week's audio will sound much, much better as I get to buy myself a brand new microphone. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying these regular podcasts. I know that I'm enjoying putting them together, especially with my new sweepers, and I'm learning new techniques all the time and I absolutely love it. If you would like to help spread the word, then please head on over to iTunes and give the Online Toolkit podcast a rating for me. And this will help other people find the content as well. And of course, it will be much appreciated by yours truly. Before I go, I wanted to tell you about a new free webinar that I'm presenting daily, which is how to make the most of a Twitter hashtag hour event. If you're a local business, then I urge you to find out what your local hashtag hour is. For example, mine is #NorthAntsHour every Thursday between 8 o'clock in the evening and 9 o'clock. Then there's other ones like #LondonHour every Friday between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. This webinar that I've put together will show you how to find your local hashtag hour, and it's a no-brainer if you're a local business, and also what to do and, what more importantly, what not to do when you attend an event. So head on over to all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/hashtag hour. That's the way to register. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. As always, you can find the links to everything that I've mentioned in the show notes simply by visiting all the W's, green-umbrella/15. Bye for now. I'll see you next
week.
Green Umbrella. Bye-bye.
We're on the end of 01604 726 758. That was the Online Toolkit Podcast.